The elevator opened on the casino floor of the MGM Grand, and Kevin took two steps toward the exit when he saw the blonde wig, dark sunglasses, and denim shirt, its buttons strained by the pent-up bulk beneath the material. Fisher was stalking the back of the MGM Grand's casino, his shade scanning back and forth as he prowled the edge of the blackjack area. Kevin had watched his act before, so he knew exactly what to expect. Fisher would get the call-in from one of his teammates, then enter the table rubbing his hands together, commenting how he had just driven in from L.A. and needed to make gas fare for the ride home. Then he'd smile and start throwing down purple chips. "Do you see that?" Dylan asked, leaning over Kevin's shoulder. "I didn't know they were working the MGM. They're going to make it dangerous for us to stay here." Jill stepped next to him. "Let's tell them to get lost. There are plenty of other casinos to play." "This is our turf," Tay chimed in. "Let him find his own backyard." Kevin waved them quiet. He didn't like Fisher and his team playing the MGM Grand either, but there wasn't much they could do. He hadn't spoken to Fisher, or Martinez for that matter, since the night the team broke up. If they had been on better terms, they could have made an agreement to work different ends of the strip. Kevin was sure Martinez would have wanted to reach a state of harmony, but he wasn't so sure about Fisher. He looked past Fisher to the gambling floor. He spotted Kiana and Brian at two tables near where he liked to play craps. He saw Martinez at the far end of the room, wearing jeans and a baseball cap. He shook his head. "All right, I'll talk to Fisher." He started forward, a numb feeling growing in his throat. Over the past 2 months, he had tried not to think about the breakup in personal terms, but now he couldn't help it. Fisher had been his friend, a big part of his life. Then he had pushed Kevin aside without the slightest hesitation. Kevin caught up to Fisher as he was about to slide into Kiana's table. He put a hand on his old friend's shoulder, stopping him mid-motion. Fisher tensed, then glanced up. Kevin jerked his head toward the bathroom. As usual, they met at the last row of urinals. Fisher was the first to speak, his tone angry but subdued. "That was stupid. You might have given us away." "You guys need to get out of here," Kevin responded. "This is our home turf. We don't gamble here." Fisher reached up and took off his sunglasses. Kevin could still see the fading bruises around his right eye. He had a moment of sympathy, then reminded himself that Fisher partially blamed him for what had happened in the Bahamas. "We gamble wherever we want," Fisher said. "You guys are just tourists. Go stay at Circus or Excalibur. Leave the blackjack tables to us." Kevin realized he would have to be the bigger man. "Come on, Fisher, this is ridiculous. We don't have to be enemies. We can work together." "You're right," Fisher said, adjusting his wig. "We don't have to be enemies. Just keep out of our way and everything will be fine." So that was how Fisher wanted it to be. It wasn't enough that he had kicked Kevin off of the team. He wanted to kick Kevin out of Vegas. "There's room for both teams," Kevin countered. "Just not in the same casino." "Then take a walk," Fisher said. "Or better yet, take Mickey's advice. Know when to quit." He put his sunglasses back on and walked out of the bathroom, leaving Kevin alone at the urinals. Kevin stared after him. What an asshole. He realized it was all about control. Fisher didn't like the fact that Kevin's squad was still in business, because he couldn't control them anymore. Maybe he had assumed Kevin would shrivel up and go away. If so, he had seriously misjudged him. Fisher might have helped recruit him as a card counter, but he couldn't tell him when to quit. Back outside at the elevators, Kevin regrouped with his squad. "He rejected my suggestion." "The jackass," Jill hissed. "So what do we do?" Tay asked. "We ignore him," Kevin said, watching with the rest of them as Fisher moved through the blackjack pit. "Vegas is big enough for all of us." But it wasn't Vegas that Kevin was worried about. It was Fisher's ego. Was it a coincidence that he was playing the MGM Grand? Or was he trying to make a point?